So welcome to Around the Town. I'm your host, John Renwick, and today we have with us David. How do you say your last name, David?
Badanza.
Badanza. I always thought it was hard for teachers in school to pronounce children's names. They'd read it and they'd go, oh, how do we say this right? So it's great when you say it. And you're here today to talk to us about CareNet.
Yes, thank you very much, John. We at CareNet really appreciate the opportunity and the interest in the ministry.
Yeah, and CareNet, I had two questions I was going to ask, and I wasn't sure which order. What is CareNet, and or who is it for? And maybe through that you could answer both of those questions.
Okay. I'll answer the second question first. CareNet is for women in the crisis of unplanned pregnancies. That's what it's really for. And secondly, CareNet is a couple of things. First of all, CareNet is a national organization that's been in existence for many years. And CareNet has local affiliates in certain geographic regions. We are CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts.
Oh.
So we are a local affiliate of CareNet. And so they're really supportive, the national organization, of what we do here. But the ministry is actually carried out in a Massachusetts region by us locally, CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center of North Central Massachusetts.
Huh.
And that ministry really has a great history. It has been around since 1976. This is our 35th year, and we're very grateful to God for his providence and his sustenance of the ministry. The ministry began in 1976 as the Family Life Center, and it was more of a kind of a ministry to unwed mothers or women in the crisis of unplanned pregnancies. And it was more involved with material care and self-tests for pregnancies. And then what happened later on, this is around 2004, we were given a great opportunity by Focus on the Family.
Oh, really?
To have an ultrasound machine. Mm. And that ultrasound machine was donated for the most part by Focus on the Family, a very generous grant. And so now we are a licensed medical clinic through the Department of Public Health. Mm. We not only minister to the needs of women in the crisis of unplanned pregnancies by providing material assistance, by providing pregnancy tests, but we're also able to do ultrasounds, limited obstetrical ultrasounds, and they're to confirm an intrauterine pregnancy, but it's a great first stop for a woman who finds herself pregnant or thinks she's pregnant and doesn't know what to do or where to go.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of voices out there, and we strive to be a fair and accurate one, a compassionate one, caring for that woman. And obviously, our concern is her life and the life of her child.
Now, you say the Massachusetts region?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
Massachusetts region is generally referred to as like North Worcester County or North Central Massachusetts, you know, the upper part of Worcester County.
And where would a young lady go? Or this, it doesn't have to be a young lady. It could be, you said, a woman.
Yeah, really, we've had women, you know, in their teens. We've had women in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we've had all types of folks, women from churches, women
right.
not from churches. So really, from all walks and all socioeconomic backgrounds. What's exciting right now about CareNet is for many years we had our office, our center was located on the Burbank Hospital campus.
Mm.
And as you know, Community Health Connections is building a big center up there. And what's happened is we had to leave because of they bought the property from Health Alliance. So we decided to relocate on Main Street in Fitchburg, which is a very accessible place on a bus line. And so our new office is actually in the process of being built at 515 Main Street in Fitchburg, right downtown. And this weekend, well, August 20th at 8 o'clock is when a host of men and women will be coming, contractors and various support people to help us begin that process. And so our goal is to have the new center fully up and operational by October 1st
of this year. By October 1st. So that means from August the 20th at 8 a.m. this Saturday.
Yep.
That you're going to have people arrive to help.
That's right.
And those people could help maybe not that Saturday, but throughout until October or even after October. You also rely on volunteers to serve.
We have
outside of the helping the women, but building. How could people be involved? That way.
We have a great need. First of all, in the regular operations, we only have two paid people, and they're paid very modestly. Mm-hmm. Those persons are the nurse manager and the executive director of CareNet. Everyone else is a volunteer. Now, when I say that, bear in mind that we probably have at this point about 6 or 7 registered nurses that are volunteers. And then we have other persons, women volunteering. We have a board of directors, which is all volunteer. We have a physician who is the medical director of the clinic. He's volunteer. Yeah. So it's really a wonderful thing in terms of operation. Yeah. But for this period between now, we'll say, and October 1st, there's even a greater need. We need people in the trades, contractors, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, drywall people, painters, flooring people, HVAC people, and generally anybody with skills in those areas to work under other persons that have already come out and they're heading up those trades.
Right.
It can be a great, great thing. You know, the ministry, because of its nature, runs mostly with women volunteering because it's women helping women.
Right.
And there are men, of course, on the board. But this is a great opportunity for men to be involved, especially those who have gifts in the construction trades.
Right.
And so we're really excited because some really solid people have come out. And frankly, who we're supported by in the Montechuset region are the churches, both evangelical and Catholic. And without church support, this ministry would not have endured for the last 35 years. And obviously, we're very hopeful that it perseveres and endures as long as it's needed.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you could use all this list of volunteers, men, to be involved.
Yeah.
If a man wanted to be involved helping, how would he contact? Who would he contact?
I tell you, he could do one of two things. And if he didn't have a good memory, he could do a third thing.
That would probably be the third thing.
The third thing might be, if he didn't have a good memory, to contact the pastor of his church and say, hey, I want to help CareNet. How do I do it? Who do I talk to? And invariably, that pastor will know who to get in touch with. Great. The other way to do it is to call 978-342-4244.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah.
978-342-4244.
978-342-4244. And to leave a message and indicate, you know, what they want to do. And the other way to do it, which was probably the most efficient way, would be to send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be at david.carenet1@verizon.net. And let me say that one more time. That's david.carenet1. That's the number one, at verizon.net.
Okay. So contact the pastor, their own pastor. They could call 978-342-4244.
Yes.
4244, leave a message, or they could email you, David, at david.carenet1@verizon.net.
Right.
Okay. So that's for people that want to serve in the gifts that God's given them.
Yes.
In construction things. And even people that maybe aren't so gifted. They could be laborers, right?
Anybody? Yeah. And I'll tell you, we had a lady, a volunteer the other day, and she said, hey, can I make lunch for everybody? Can I make coffee for everybody? And, you know, while everybody's working. Right. So it's like, you know, of course, this person perhaps doesn't have any gifts in the construction trades, mm-hmm. but we all need to eat. And so mm-hmm. instead of going out and, you know, spending time and money, you know, getting food at a fast food place, it'd be really great to be right on site and to have this break and have these ladies prepare lunch for all the men. So you can consider it sort of like an Amish barn raising, you know, with all these people coming together in their various capacities, using whatever God has given them to bless this ministry and ultimately bless women in the crisis of unplanned pregnancies.
Now, you had said that this is for women that are not part of a church and women that are part of a church. And I think that's important for women to know that in the church that accidents happen. I don't know what you call it. Didn't you? I think some Eric was saying that Karen that brought in a video called Sex. Do you remember what the name of that was?
Oh, yes. That was the it was a great video by a lady by the name of Pam Stenzel. And, you know, it talks about this very thing that, you know, CareNet is open to all women. We don't discriminate. It's open to all women, all people. Even men come to us, not mm-hmm. with pregnancies, obviously, but they may be involved in one or have issues parenting. We do offer parenting courses. Mm-hmm. We do offer courses relative to abstinence and sexually transmitted disease. Mm-hmm. So we're open to everyone. But it's important for us, you know, in the church to recognize that there are people coming to us that are in the church, right. Young ladies who have grown up Christian, if you will, but have made a mistake. And, you know, we're not there to judge them. We're not there to, you know, to tell them they're a sinner. They usually already know it. Right. And we're there to help them with compassion, care, and counsel mm-hmm. is really where we're at. And we find that, you know, it goes a lot better for woman and child when you do offer the love of Christ compassionately with care and counsel. And people need to know, mm-hmm. you know, if I abort this child, what am I in for? What am I going to experience? Mm-hmm. Some people think it's a quick fix to a problem, but generally speaking, what we've seen, and I think it's borne out statistically, is that women who do opt for an abortion have years of psychological trauma. And so we say, oh, please don't compound the problem. Mm-hmm. Don't take the life of that child. But even if you want to give the child for adoption, there are more people out there looking for babies to adopt mm-hmm. than there are babies to adopt.
Right.
So there is, and we've had some beautiful stories over the years, just beautiful stories that of God's amazing grace. And we're quite thankful.
So you do have that connection for young ladies that have a unplanned pregnancy, that there is an option for this baby to be adopted. How does that work?
Well, what happens is, you know, we have to all recognize we live in a land where there's choice, and that's the law of the land. And so we're pro-choice, too. We're pro that you make the best choice, the most informed choice. Now, with an adoption, what happens if someone wanted to come in and they were, you know, didn't desire to abort and didn't desire to keep the child and wanted to adopt? We would connect them to some great agencies by which that could happen. Even if they didn't have any people in mind, mm-hmm. There is some great, for instance, there's Bethany Christian Services, and I think they're headquartered in New Hampshire. We've worked with them mm-hmm. on many times, and it's a great, beautiful adoption agency, and they're very efficient and do a great job.
Mm-hmm. Now, for this abortion, do you have, is there some way that women that have had abortions can receive some sort of counseling?
That is a great, great question and a great ministry. There are women out there that have had abortions that struggle with the fact that they've had one. Mm-hmm. And we have a program for post-abortion counseling and recovery. Mm-hmm. So women can come to us, even though they're not pregnant, but mm-hmm. if they're struggling with abortion and how to deal with it, they can come to us and we offer that counseling. We have trained counselors in that regard and help them to understand what they're feeling, why they're feeling it, mm-hmm. and that there is forgiveness in Christ mm-hmm. for these things. And they don't have to live forever with a secret. Right. The pain will be there to some degree, but and we all, of course, regret mistakes we've made in the past, depending upon what they are. But and so there is hope for them too. There is a place for them too, and so there is ministry available for them.
Mm. Just as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking that sometimes people don't want to walk into the door of these places because people are on the street going, oh, no, this woman, is she pregnant or has she had an abortion? How can I sneak in the door without being seen? I think this even this opportunity to serve there allows a woman to walk through the door that hasn't had an abortion or that isn't pregnant, so that walking in that door is a freedom. It's like walking into the church. The church isn't about... It's people come here to be healed.
I never forget what one lady said. She came in, and she wasn't in any crisis. She was just looking for some material support. Mm-hmm. And this lady is a Christian. She came in, and she said, I walked into the place, and the love that was there was palpable. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's it. The love present there is palpable. And it really is. When anybody comes in, they are treated with respect, with dignity and compassion. And that's our goal. That's our goal, is to help them. We're not political. Mm-hmm. We're not out trying mm-hmm. to change the Supreme Court or change right. the presidency or the Congress. There are other folks, other ministries that are doing that. And, you know, that's their... bailiwick. Our responsibility, we see, is to help those who are struggling, mm-hmm. And so we're there to offer care,
right.
And to respect that.
It's almost you want to yell, to all the young ladies out there that are, there's hope, because I think so quickly these young ladies make a decision so quickly, they don't look at the options, they don't realize the consequences years down the road. I know women that have had abortions, and it's just, they're destroyed, yet God forgives them, but that takes time. And if just you young ladies would just know that there's hope, and that women make mistakes, girls make mistakes because of sin, but the Lord is quick to forgive.
And that's what we see out there, really, with unchurched people coming in. They really have no hope. We're a generation of people mm-hmm. that have lost their hope. And the hope that there is in Jesus Christ is really the only hope. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such a joy for the women at CareNet, the counselors, when they have an opportunity to share the gospel mm-hmm. of Jesus Christ with that lady, that person that's before them. Mm-hmm. And we just had some remarkable, remarkable incidents of God's providence and grace over the last many, many years.
So, David, how could our listeners pray for CareNet?
Well, I'll tell you one thing is... we're one of those ministries that the money is there when we need it, but it's not there until we do need it. So we run a very tight budget, mm-hmm. and we're really trusting God. So one of the great ways that you could support us is financially, whether it's through your church, whether it's through the annual banquet. We have two major fundraising events during the year. One is the baby bottle fundraising event where people just get baby bottles and puts change in them. Oh. And usually what happens, a church will take the baby bottles on Mother's Day, distribute them to its congregants, and then we pick them up on Father's Day. And we just had a baby bottle drive that ended fairly recently. And, you know, it's just amazing what your spare change can do.
Right.
That's one thing. And then secondly, we have a annual banquet. This will, Lord willing, on October 20th, 2011, at 6 p.m., it's a Thursday, at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in Leominster, we'll have our annual banquet. And that is a great, great event. This will be our ninth banquet, Lord willing. And not only you'll be edified if you come. We'd love you to come, not only to be introduced to the ministry, to be blessed by the stories and information you'll learn there, but also you'll be blessed by the fellowship, because Christians from all over the region, from many, many churches, will come and be delighted to a free dinner. And with an opportunity at the end to give.
Okay.
I believe last year was our biggest banquet ever, and I think there was almost, I'm guessing from my memory, but I think there was almost close to 400 people there.
Oh, wow.
And we're hoping to have even more folks this year. But it's a great event. And what happens is we have table sponsors. So the banquet, you come, it's a free event. You come, you sit down there with your wife or spouse or significant other, have dinner, listen to the presentation, great music, you know, great information, inspiring stories, but it's free. And the people that make it free are the table sponsors. A table sponsor is a church or a business or a person that's able to give $500 to pay for that table. And so that table will be fully paid for. And so we have, through the years, we've had so many local businesses that have come out and become table sponsors. Doctors, lawyers, construction trades, glass maker, everybody. I think any type of conceivable business, banks, credit unions, they've come out and become table sponsors. And also individuals that can do that, and of course churches, both evangelical and Christian Catholic churches in the area sponsor tables. And God bless those people, because they're so faithful, and they make the banquet possible. So that's one way, of course, you could help us. The other way, of course...
Can I just go back for a minute to this annual banquet? People would have to make reservations for that.
Yes, they would.
They would have to know how many tables they need, right?
Yep.
So how would someone be, that's on October 20th, to get involved with that, they would contact CareNet?
Right.
Okay.
Again, at 978-342-4244.
Okay. And you also have your saying?
Well, the other thing, of course, that we know that this ministry is God's work. And so God's work only happens in God's way. And of course, integral to that is prayer. So if people would remember us and their prayers each day, that is very, very powerful. And that is probably the primary way you can help us. But, you know, don't just pray and then go away. You know, pray and keep your powder dry. So pray and give. And if someone wants to volunteer, if a lady wants to volunteer, to work at the center, but is concerned that she might not have training, please come and let us know, because we train each volunteer so that their service will be blessed and a success. So it's, you don't have to be, you know, concerned or worried that you have no idea what you would do. We'll provide the training.
Okay.
And of course, now in this season of construction, the need for people in the trades, and we've had men and women, you know, not just men are in the construction trades.
That's right.
I've learned that recently in a great way. So you know, men and women that do have these skills, please give us a call, and you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. We'll be blessed, and ultimately, God will be glorified.
Amen. You know, one thing that we didn't mention, there's a webpage. right?
Yes, we have.
You can Google CareNet.
You can, and we have two websites. One is more directed to a client, and one is more directed to a donor. The client website is CareNet Fitchburg. Oh. If you just don't Google CareNet Fitchburg, uh-huh. you'll find us. The other one that's got a lot of information on it is Friends of CareNet Fitchburg. And if you get on that website, there are at least four videos on that website that if you watched, I believe you will know a lot about CareNet mm-hmm. after you're done, and you'll be inspired and encouraged. The other thing on there is a blog, and the latest and greatest information is kept there. Mm-hmm. So if somebody didn't get a phone number or an email address, mm-hmm. There's also a form there that they can fill, you know, a very brief little internet form. They can put in their information and send it off to us. It'll get to the right person, and we'll get to know you and see how you can fit in to the ministry.
Thank you, David. It's good to have you with us today, and I look forward to hearing more of how the Lord responds, or how the people respond to how the Lord's spoken to them. And we do pray that people will respond to the Lord's calling on their heart to get involved with CareNet, whether to go for service because they're unwed pregnancy or to serve. So thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you, John. It's an honor to be here.